Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just had that premiere of that interview I did Friday evening here in studio with Dave Mustaine. We just aired that today. We aired about 70% of it. I'll play it all commercial-free tonight on the nightly news, uninterrupted. 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. Coming up for the balance of the hour, a really powerful book, and he's got to interview a lot of the lawyers that we've had on the show, breaking down the complete and total fraud of what's going on with clouded titles. And they're even, you've seen the case of them taking homes they don't even own or never even had a clouded title for. So that's a new book we're carrying at InfoWarsShop.com. If you're having problems or they're foreclosing on you, most of the time they don't have the original title, and they've sold it over and over again. Sometimes they're taking houses, as you know, that are even paid off. This is invaluable because this is what's bringing down the world economy right here. This is at the heart of it, clouded titles. And we're going to have Dave Krieger on with us here in studio coming up in the next segment. We've had a lot of other lawyers and people on, but he's a journalist from out here in Austin, Texas, and so that's why I wanted to get him on, because I think he's written the best book on the subject and talked to all the experts and goes over all the code. And this is what I've been looking for, is not just to have a lawyer on and then talk about it, then you got to go get that lawyer, which is great, and at least it's something. It's best to know this yourself, because most lawyers don't know this, so there's a small supply, from what I've seen in the last few years, of lawyers that understand this. They're going to big seminars. They're trying to learn. He also teaches classes on that. So we're going to be talking about it. This is a way to really fight back against the globalists. They're trying to get state attorney generals to change laws to let them retroactively engage in this fraud. We're going to talk about the big picture when we come back, but available at InfoWarsShop.com. And somebody I've got to get on with us. This book was always on print on demand. Now it's been expanded, and Tex Mars has written a foreword to it. It is the best and most comprehensive book on Bohemian Grove, and it's written by Mike Hansen, my old camera guy, who put all this together. And I never promoted it because it cost so much because it was print on demand. This should be a less expensive book. It's a big book, but by print on demand, it's so expensive. Well, Tex has now printed up a bunch of these. So we have them. Mike finally got it published by Tex Mars, big publishing house, which is one of the most all-time selling authors of all time. Do you know that about Tex Mars? These guys like sold like 100 million books or something. It's pretty crazy. But side issue or something like that. I mean, he used to write the armed service training manuals that they would take the test for like decades. So that's why he's so many in print. But I'm now ranting off into a factoid. Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, Mike Hansen, forward by Tex Mars, is now available at InfoWarsShop.com. If you want all the backstory, all the details, all the little factoids about our infiltration and so much more, there is no other book like it. There is no other book like it. And that's what we carry at InfoWarsShop.com. We carry the things. There's nothing else like it. We have the guests that are the best, the most informed. We have the researchers, the economists that have the best track records. We are about reality. Mainstream media could get it right if they wanted to most of the time. But there's an agenda there. They're not... CNBC doesn't report, false financial news the majority of the time, as they've been proven to do, getting it wrong because they're idiots. They're zigging when they're telling you to zag. This is a sucker system, and we don't like it. We don't like scammers. We don't like frauds, and so we're here to promote and sell things that then support our operation to keep reaching out to others and creating a platform for folks like our guest that's coming up. So, Clouded Titles at InfoWarsShop.com and Bohemian Grove, Cult of Conspiracy, Mike Hansen, forward by Tex Mars. This is just out, this new edition, available at InfoWarsShop.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can also just give us a call, as I said, at that number. We also have some other numbers posted there on the website, or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Straight ahead, the bankers, they're not just getting trillions in bailouts. They're stealing houses. We'll be right back to break it down. Stay with us, and I'll have some breaking news on the U.N. gun treaty that's ultra massive. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy? The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Has been running up to me saying, please, this is so important, I've written this article, what headline do you want? Because they usually do their own headlines, but this was so important, I was struggling the last hour, but the last 20 minutes we were in brainstorms during the break. What headline do we give it? The magnitude, how incredible it is. Our problem is never being sensational enough. Reality is so sensational. How do we break through this Berlin Wall of disinformation? How do we... The UN treaty is now out. And they're all over the news going, it says individual rights. Well, the final treaty came out. I showed you last Friday in studio with Bob Dacey the last three versions going back to 2001. 2001, July 7th, where they got it all officially, you know, ratified at the UN to then go to the states, the countries, they call them states. And then the 2005 one and a 2009 one. And guess what? We got the final draft. And it's got notes in there by the French about how, yeah, you know, we knew this would be binding because we're going to totally ban guns now. They've already restricted them. I mean, it is mooey bad. And it says individual rights of states to defend themselves. That's how the clauses are. Oh, it is so wild. And, folks, this was crazy. This was leaked 2 days ago. Good job to Examiner and others that picked up on it. We went, checked. It's true. It's real. We're breaking it now because when InfoWars breaks it, it's really out there. And we went over it. We checked it. Turns out it was put on a UN website. They'll kind of put these out in the back channel. That's how Lord Monckton is always finding it. And I do not have a headline. Aaron is sitting in there. He went with bombshell, UN caught infringing on individual rights and gun treaty. And I guess that's it. But, I mean, they keep saying we won't take our individual guns. But everywhere the UN goes, they confiscate guns, Rwanda and other places. They say that, I mean, my mind is spinning right now because everywhere the globalists are in control, New York, Chicago, total gun ban. The cities they control, Paris, total gun ban. England, you know, almost total gun ban. You can like have them locked up at a gun club where there's cops there when you get them out to shoot at a shooting range. And then royalty can get special permits or whatever to go hunting. I mean, it's virtually impossible. And they're trying that here. And Obama came out and said, yeah, get rid of semi-autos. He's got all these Republicans calling for it. Bill Kristol on Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. I mean, yes, if you didn't see that, look it up. It's happening. You didn't think they'd pass socialist health care. It's here. It's happening. I mean, they say the number one terror threat's returning veterans. I mean, people didn't believe that document when I got it until they admitted it was real. This is, tyranny is crazy. The TSA sticking their hands down your pants is crazy. We're going to go to our in-studio guest, who we had on last week, but the shooting broke, so we moved him to today, and now this is breaking. What headline do I give this? Then we're going to move to our guest, because this is a maximum alert. We got to tweet this out. We need everybody to get this out to everyone. This is so important right now. Bombshell, UN caught infringing on individual rights and guns. Ready? I want it red-linked. So I have to multitask here, folks. As you know, we do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff here on air. What do we have? What headline? What headline? What headline? I know it'll just come to me in a moment. It's up at InfoWars right now, but that just doesn't. They were caught in treachery. They were caught lying. Let me ask out a fellow journalist who I'll introduce in a moment, Dave Krieger, here, best author. What do you call it when the UN says, don't worry, it isn't about your guns, but the UN's always said they don't believe individuals can own guns, and then the treaty comes out, and it says governments can have them, but you can't, individual states, but it says individuals can't. I mean, what do you call that? A giant hoax? UN caught in giant lie? Treaty, leaked treaty does ban guns? I mean, how do you address this so people get the level of this?
Well, it's normally mass confusion. I mean, they don't understand what their rights are and what they're not. A lot of this is subterfuge, especially.
I know, but what headline would you give this? What headline would you give this?
You know, it's basically UN hypocrisy, you know, plagues America. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with.
All right, well, I want to properly.
Gun grab.
I'm going to come up with a thing during the next break. I'm just going to shelve this for folks. Maximum alert. Get this article out to everybody. It's so important. We'll just post it at Prison Planet with the other, because headlines are half of it. I mean, UN treachery, UN caught in deception, UN caught in massive deception, gun treaty, restricts individual guns. I mean, how do you say it?
No way, no other way too.
I mean, that's why I'm so wound up.
Sure.
Okay, let me just stop right there. David Krieger is a former major radio market news reporter, well, 590 AM, one of our affiliates, news director, television news reporter, anchorman, and investigative journalist who has won national and state news awards from Associated Press broadcasters. Dave is a former member of Radio Television News Directors Association. I'm not going to go through his whole bio. He currently serves as a paralegal and legal research analyst for Wade Crichton, an attorney in Dallas, one of the big dogs exposing mirrors and all these corrupt things with the big banks. And the reason we've got him here today is I've had a lot of lawyers on the show. People know that. People know I've had a lot of lawyers on the show. And they've done a great job at, you know, fighting and beating the banks that come take houses they don't even own. Or they foreclose on you through fraud and then don't even have the deed. We're going to break down the basics here and recap it. But you got to call the lawyer. You got to engage them. There's websites, but they're not that clear. There's all this stuff out there. This is one of the biggest frauds in history. But his book goes through all the documents, all the info. It's the latest edition. It goes over it all. Clouded titles. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com. You support his work, our work. But the point is, everybody who's a homeowner needs this, because you've heard about him, like in Florida, the famous case last year, headline, Bank of America foreclosed on. And the police came because they'd taken a $1 million house they didn't own. They never had a deed to, been paid for cash a decade before. And they wouldn't follow the court's ruling to pay the people back. You know, that happened. So you've heard about them taking houses that were paid off. You've heard about them shelling it and then coming. I had Bank of America buy my loan on a house I had a decade ago. It's a decade ago. This has been going on for a long time. And say, we're foreclosing. unless you pay us what's that first money you put in to take care of sales, property tax?
Well, no, that's your ad valorem property tax that are paid to the county.
Okay,
that, county tax lien.
Yeah, yeah, that had been paid in, and they just said it wasn't there when we got the house, even though it was like $3,000 or something, and they were going to take the house over that until I had lawyers get involved. But the point is, the average family doesn't know. But anyways, I'm ranting. This book could save lives, save families, because we're in a war right now. Describe to people how you discovered this, all the lawyers you've interviewed for the book, what you've seen in court, and what's happening, the full, because I talked about this 10 years ago, that they were taking houses without deeds, and people didn't believe it. Now it's out in the open.
Basically, Alex, the way my whole game plan started, I broke my foot. Literally broke my foot, turned it upside down at the instep, and I was laid up in a cast for 9 months, and I started doing gobs and gobs of research and spent 12 hours a day on the internet, glued to what was going on. I cashed out of my last mortgage in 2006. I'm currently mortgage-free. And, you know, the one thing I can say about if I wanted to sell my house, I can convey clear title. And that's something that I look at other scenarios. And this is one of the reasons why I've been developing these courses, is because I actually teach other people to do what I do, because a lot of people have lost their jobs. I've got realtors that can't sell houses because there's issues with them. Realtors are afraid to get sued. Brokers are afraid to get sued.
And bottom line, describe the fraud. Describe what happened.
Well, normally what happens is that when this property goes into the MERS system, and they've admitted this. The former CEO of MERS, R.K. Arnold, admitted this in an article that he wrote, basically saying that they split the deed from the note. And the note goes off into Wall Street and it gets securitized. Well, we have basically used the assumptive reasoning that the chain of title does not match the chain of custody of the note. And when you see them going off in two different directions and they come into court or they attempt to foreclose non-judicially, which is basically putting a notice in the paper, possibly not even noticing the client, the client has absolutely no idea how to fight these things, and that's one of the reasons why I started on this.
And they now admit it's pure fraud, where they've sold the mortgage 10, 20 times sometimes, over and over again, defrauding those that bought it. The original house purchase is just the beginning of it. And I see these cases, though, where they're even taking houses where they're paid off. I mean,
exactly.
This is a level of just viciousness where they were never even buying a fake deed. They weren't even connected, and Bank of America comes and takes it.
Well, we actually have cases where the investor came in and actually bought the property, and 2 months later, the bank comes in and sends Safeguard out, and they clean the guy's house out, take all his heirlooms, lock the doors, winterize the toilets. The guy paid cash. We've got another case where the homeowner bought 20 acres and a house, and that homeowner got a special warranty deed. The title company failed to do a run-up, which is basically, let's check the entire chain of title to make sure that the people that say that they're conveying this property legally own it. And so here we find out that they didn't actually convey, and actually they conveyed themselves. They quit claim the property to themselves for all apparent reasoning. When you look at this document, it's like, wait a minute, MERS is party the first part? Well, they can't do that. They're bankruptcy remote.
And again, this is just a fraudulent computer system where there's no judge, juries, courts, courthouses, filings. They just declare in their magic computer they own everything.
That's what they do. And I mean, we have no idea.
Just like derivatives, just like everything. It's total la-la land, but they have the military behind them.
Well, and the problem with all of this is that when they come in and we've actually had situations where the military has showed up on the front lawn, SWAT teams have showed up on the front lawn to a company because they got some word. We had a guy that was evicted from his apartment in California, as you probably were aware, where they actually filled the apartment with CS gas and then ignited it and burned the guy to a crisp. And all it was an eviction notice, and the guy actually pulled his gun on and shot the deputy and shot the locksmith that was breaking in. So, you know, all these things, basically, it's a run.
Yeah, well, they burn people out on purpose now. That's the big trick. They pump in flammable CS and torch you, you know.
Exactly.
To make sure foreign banks can take a house they don't own, you know.
Well, this has happened a lot, and this is one of the reasons why I put the book out, is because what you're seeing now is homeowners exposed to double liability after the sale.
And why do they do this particularly to Americans? I know what happened to some in Europe. Are we just known as the ultimate galactic chumps, that this is the place where people just roll over to anything?
Well, this all started out basically in the Clinton area with everybody can own a house. I mean, home ownership was a big deal. And so from what we're seeing from all the research, you know, starting from the Clinton area moving forward, you know, they're basically saying everybody needs to own a house, and the banks capitalized on this, and they basically took money from our 401ks that we basically...
Well, yeah, the banks were running Clinton. They got rid of Glass-Steagall.
They're in the middle of it.
Exactly. Let's break down the fraud and why this book is so important. I mean, you've got all the files, the documents, how to do it, what's been successful, the precedents, but it's easy to read. And let me tell you, This, they're like vampires. This is like a big cross when they see this book. It's Clouded Titles, available right now at InfoWarsShop.com. We'll be back with Dave Krieger straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Our top story, 47-year-old patriot discovers weird trick to slash power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. If you're fed up with being dependent on fat cat power monopolies that raise rates again and again, if you're sick of high energy bills and sick of high heating bills, so are we. Join us at coverup123.com. See the free video produced by patriots like you that exposes the truth and shows you the secret to how you can easily slash your power bill. See our video now before it gets shut down at coverup123.com. At the 2-minute mark of our video, you'll see exactly how deep the conspiracy goes. It's a lot deeper than you think. Go to coverup123.com and see the trick revealed in our video that could slash your power bill and beat Obama's electricity monopoly for good. Hurry! Go now to coverup123.com. That's coverup123.com. Coverup123.com, sponsored by Power for Patriots.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dave Krieger's our guest. I am so wound up over the gun treaty. Bombshell text of UN treacherous treaty leaked. It does plan to restrict your guns. It's up there at InfoWars.com right now, red linked. Powerful article by Aaron Dykes with all the proof, their own admissions. He even went and found it on the UN website. This is confirmed because they weren't, you know, releasing the latest one. Obama's set to sign it today or sometime next week. They haven't said. Now, Dave Krieger, break down how big this is. The amount of money we're talking about, all the lawyers you've interviewed for this. I've heard you on other shows. I've heard those lawyers on. We've had some of them on. The magnitude of this and where you see it all going. And because, you know, a few years ago they talked about stopping this fraud, but instead the attorney generals are getting in line to help the banks continue this.
Well, the problem is that you've got Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer that were former attorneys with the law firm of Covington and Burling, who actually issued the opinion order legitimizing MERS and MERS Corp. So when you have that kind of a, you know, a background going on, and I mean, we've researched a lot of these scenarios, the bigger problem that you have with deeds and what's going on in the MERS system is that, you know, you may own title to property, but then MERS comes in by contract and they basically take over everything that the lender does as the lender's agent. And MERS, in many instances, has been ruled, like in the Kessler case in Kansas, as a straw man. Now, that doesn't sound very good to me. It sounds more like a snake oil salesman. And so, you know, one of the things that bothered me about it when I first started researching MERS was how it obfuscated all the truth and the facts from the homeowners. They had absolutely no idea who owned their loan. And as a matter of fact, Robert Pratt, in the hearings in Washington on March 15th, and Mark Dan, the former Ohio Attorney General, and I were on stage in Seattle lecturing to a group of homeowners, and that was preceded the Bain versus MERS and Selkowitz versus MERS et al. Cases, where Robert Pratt from Fulbright and Jaworski, who's a Minneapolis attorney representing all the defendants in MERS, basically said that it's a fallacy to think that borrowers need to know who owns their mortgage, who owns their note. It's insanity. And MERS, since this whole thing started, has conveyed nearly 30 million titles, reconveyed 30 million titles, and in our estimation, subjected as many homeowners to double liability, because there are people coming back, as you said, Alex, before. And kudos to this, as you recognize this, they're coming back in and they're foreclosing on homes that we know damn well were paid off. The bigger picture is homeowners are totally taken off guard. And even the ones that don't know, that think they have a paid off mortgage, 2 out of 10 homeowners that are contacting my firm these days aren't in default. And they're saying, look, I've got MERS on my deed of trust or mortgage. What do I do? Well, you best look at your chain of title, because MERS affects over 70 million pieces of property in America.
And here's a headline. HSBC fined $27.5 million for money laundering. They were using their customers' bank accounts to run drug money through. We're talking about $300-plus billion found in Wells Fargo. Didn't get in trouble. They paid like a $110 million fine. Folks can look that up. These are organized crime syndicates.
Exactly.
I mean, this is the mafia, folks, and they're saying, we don't care if you've had that house 20 years. We're taking it, even when they never even had a connection to it. I mean, this is just incredible how criminal they are.
Well, when you look at the fact that the DOJ is in negotiations with Credit Suisse and that they basically were laundering money through the Iranian state banks into this country as investments, and then they use that money basically as the middleman, and this is a real big picture. People don't understand that these investors, when they came in, all these 401ks, these municipalities, they bought these credit default, or rather not credit default swaps, but they bought the collateralized debt obligations thinking that they were legitimate, but they were actually structured to fail. What we're finding is that these documents, all of these loan papers.
Oh, yeah, that came out in Congress. They designed it to fail knowing it would do this. Then they get bailed out and they sold the fraud to people. Oh, it's incredible.
Well, not even to mention the LIBOR scandal and the fact that they're now admitting that this is what they based the target.
These people are beyond criminal. They are madmen. And then they're going to try to use the implosion as the wave they're going to ride into total dictatorship. I mean, it's pure genius, really.
Well, it is. And the thing is that they're using 401k money. They're using other people's money, putting themselves in MERS as the middleman, clouding the title. And I mean, I think this is an afterthought. It became very obvious to me January 7th, 2011, when the Ibanez case came out of Massachusetts and U.S. Bank. Here they are. You know, the banks supposedly know what they're doing. And people would think, well, you know, why shouldn't we trust the banks? Well, they did this from 2003 to 2008. And we've got inside sources at Chicago Title telling us that 1/3 of the properties in Kansas City alone that were mortgaged and financed between those 2 years, 2003 and 2008, are uninsurable. You cannot get title insurance.
And let me,
1/3 of the property
means you can't sell them. You can't have
exactly. You cannot sell them.
Unbelievable. And here's what I've been told by top stockbrokers. Well, it's admitted in the news. They've taken the 40-plus trillion in bailout just in the U.S. that they got from the Federal Reserve, not just the 800-something million, but the open window, and they've leveraged it back into derivatives and are accelerating this. I mean, they're doing all the same tricks again.
Yes, they are. And as long as this remains unregulated, they're going to continue to do so. And they're also doing re-securitization. And Fannie and Freddie are...
All right, stay there. I want to break down what the book goes over and how people can fight back. You got to get it. Clouded titles. Every homeowner has got to have this book. InfoWarsShop.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're firing the bat spotlight up into the sky right now. Everybody that wants to defend the Second Amendment. It just went up at InfoWars.com. Bombshell, UN gun treaty does ban guns. Let me see to add. I finally have the full headline. Bombshell, leaked UN gun treaty does ban guns. That's it. Add that one word, Aaron, and you're done. And I want everybody to get this right now. And I want to ram it out with that headline at twitter.com/realalexjones. I want it the top story on our main Facebook. Everybody like that channel. Everybody retweet. Now we have got to get this out so that they can't use the mass shooting to get the few votes they need in the Senate to ram this through. Obama is going to sign it. We had NRA board member, former Congressman Bob Barr on yesterday about this, and it could pass the Senate. Regardless, Obama has said he's going to operate outside of Congress and try to order the ATF to do it. Like they said last year, they were going to ban most shotguns outside of law. You're like, but that's illegal. These are criminals, ladies and gentlemen. When I call them criminals all day, there's so many crimes they commit, and these are just the minions of the criminals, the foreign banks. The six megabanks have announced in publications everywhere that we've read on air and played clips of. Just earlier today, we played a clip of it. In fact, guys, cue up the fact that the banks say we're their slaves. Cue that up for me. I want to play that here. This is why they want our guns, because they're getting ready to try to take everybody's firearms. First, they're going to register, and then they're going to make you turn them in. They're going to ban importation and sale. This is the plan, because this is a mafia. These are brazen, wild criminals. This is a white-collar takeover. Here's the clip where they explain, through the fraud, through the derivatives, they're Ponzi scheme operators that gave themselves unlimited fake money, got us to sign on to it too big to fail, making them our owners through fraud. It's that simple. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Yorio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because of...
And he goes on, of course we're slaves to global government run by banks. And then the other three guests all agree we're slaves, it's wonderful. And I can show you Financial Times, all of it. They've created the fraud, they've gotten us to sign on to it, and now they're saying they own us when they should all be in jail. Okay, laundering drugs, owning the aircraft, running the cocaine, the biggest ones, they run it all. They run it all, folks. They run the police, the military, everything. And it's all a fraud. Now I'm going to give you the floor, because this book is powerful. We're going to have you back for a two-hour special. David Krieger is our guest. He wrote Clouded Titles. He works at he was a media guy for a long time, TV, radio, but he works at a law firm as a paralegal, helped put this book together. It's really, I think, the best book out there that really has the latest info. The lawyers he quotes in here are people we've had on that have been successful, but they're too busy to write books. I mean, am I right, basically, Dave, in saying that's kind of why this book came out?
It is in part. Alex, you know, we have attorneys buying this book by the case and actually giving it to their clients who are in trouble and telling them, look, you need to read this.
You have lawyers coming to your seminars.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we did a CLE that was sponsored by the State Bar of Texas on quiet title actions and chain of title assessments, which is what I teach in separate workshops. And I've got one coming up in Chicago on the 18th and 19th of August that you probably, if you want to go to cloudedtitles.com, you can actually download a PDF of the flyer and register and sign up online to attend it. There's extremely limited seating. We give you a 200-page workbook. We actually show you the kinds of things that we're digging up in the land records. And counties right now that are contacting my firm asking us to come in to audit their land records to determine how many documents were fraudulent. And I don't know if you knew this. In Texas, Alex, we've got 37.101 of the media over the penal code. And the penal code, it basically says that you cannot use fraudulent documents to deprive a homeowner of their property. It is a state jail felony. And when I had a meeting with a Southern County district attorney last October on Halloween, he told me we don't have the white collar division, the able number.
No. Under the last three presidents, they've gotten rid of the white collar divisions at the federal level. Basically, they've cut it down to nothing. Because the criminals now run everything.
Virtually. And the bigger problem is that if we, I told the district attorney, it only takes one case to send a message. You prosecute one and get one conviction, you send a message. And there are some sheriffs out there, like Chris Conley, the high sheriff in New Hampshire, who has reached out to me, and we've been in communication by email, and he's asking my firm to assist in determining how many documents are recorded in the land records that are fraudulent that are being utilized to deprive homeowners of their property. This is a huge thing, and this is one of the things that we teach in the seminars, is how to spot these things so that if you ever go into court with an attorney and the bank produces some sort of document, the attorney's well-trained enough to be able to spot what the problems are within seconds and be able to identify this and object to certain things on here. All we come up with basically in here is the suspect documents. It's up to the attorneys to bring this thing in, move it into discovery, build enough of a case where the case will rest on its merits, and they can sustain a motion for summary judgment.
Yeah, they're grabbing the low-hanging fruit because they hit families, poor people, but also even wealthy people, and they're just like, but I own the house. This isn't just people who are going into foreclosure. I mean, they're going after everybody.
Exactly, and we need case law. We need good case law out there, and that's what the attorneys want. There are attorneys out here, despite, you know, what a lot of people think, that they really care
And there have been some victories, though. I've had some of the lawyers on that are beating him a lot.
We had an attorney in Little Rock that they put a mortgage loan officer on the stand who was not licensed, who was not bonded, who admitted he was a convicted felon. When they put him on the stand, the guy couldn't even make a mortgage loan, and the judge sat there and screamed at the guy on the stand and said, you lie, and you're going to pay. You're going to pay this man $200,000, and if you don't, I'm referring this to the district attorney for prosecution. So this is, I mean...
But see, this is organized crime. These people should be going to a hard time.
Well, they should be, but, you know, when you've got the DOJ and everything being manipulated by MERS and the banks, it makes it very difficult. And we know this is going on. It's just hard to prove. We're not to that stage of the game.
Well, let me tell you, somebody tries to... Well, I tell you what, I've had enough of this. I have just absolutely had enough of their crimes. And hearing the stories of where they're even taking people's farms that they bought 15, 20 years ago. It's not just houses. Commercial real estate. I mean, this is just across the board.
Exactly. Or they do things like in Ibanez, where they foreclose on a house and they don't record the assignment until after the foreclosure. I mean, that's just plain arrogance on the part of the banks.
I want to add, if you go to InfoWarsShop.com, we have the book Out of the Gates discounted $10 off the regular price. We also have a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with all orders, and your purchases support our entire media operation. But this is one of those books that I couldn't put down because I've already done so much research on this. I was like, knew that, but didn't know that, checked it, accurate. This is like you said, lawyers don't have the time to sit there and represent everybody. But with this book, you're not the little gazelle out there. You're more like a rhinoceros, and the lions aren't going to go after you first. They're going to eat the little bug-eyed gazelle first. They're going to go after what they see as weak. What happens when people do? Because I've been seeing some victories. What are the big banks, the crime syndicates operating as banks? What is the global mafia, the global government mafia? Go over some of the ways they're losing, some of the court cases where they're getting defeated.
Well, a lot of these, especially in Ohio, with Mark Dan, who is now a foreclosure defense attorney, with Dan Doberdruck and Wellen, he actually goes into court, and he said now he's winning so many cases it's almost redundant, and I've looked at his work, and he says that's not even the best stuff.
But then people right next to him that didn't know how to defend, they're losing.
Exactly. And the danger of you going in pro se, if you tried to fight this thing in court yourself, and this is what if I can't say anything else to your listeners, is there are attorneys out there who know this stuff. Do not attempt to go in because you'll get out procedured. The banks are, their attorneys are paid to win. They are paid to do whatever it takes to win. And in certain states like New York, they now have to sign an affidavit attesting to the fact that the information that they're setting forth is true. And if it's not, they can get disbarred and they can end up in jail. And so a lot of these court cases are sitting there for years. I've actually authored over a dozen quiet title actions that are in court that attorneys are using. So I'm actually behind the scenes when I'm not auditing land records. I'm actually writing.
I talked to a lawyer whose brother is, let's just say, number two at one of the big six banks. And he told me like 2 years ago, he said he told his brother, this is all a big scam and I'm going to probably have to go to court against you. And I'm not going to get into what happened. But the point is that that's what this has come down to.
And, well, you know, and the thing is that, a lot of these CLEs and CODA workshops that we're doing, CODA is an acronym for chain of title assessment. We basically teach you how to go through, start with a warranty deed and move forward and go through each document step by step and compare the documents, compare how they're indexed. It's not only what's there.
Sure. But it's hard, but there's not that many lawyers, from what I've read, correct me if I'm wrong, and people I've talked to, who actually know how to win because this is all so new. It's been going on for 15 years or so, but now people, first they just couldn't believe it. Now that they're looking, it's true. There are more and more lawyers that are learning this and winning. They're reading your book. They're going to these seminars. A lot of folks are out there educating people. But I do know folks that are pro se, just because they can't find a lawyer in their area, who are having some victories as well.
There have been a few. A lot of them have been by default where the bank doesn't even answer. We had a quiet title action in Houston where MERS came back 6 months later in the Nancy Groves case and basically says, wait a minute, we're MERS. And the District Court of Appeals in Houston in the 14th DCA said, nope, you don't get a do-over. You didn't answer it when you're supposed to. So end of story. And she quieted title in her property. I have done quiet title actions personally on properties I've owned, but those are tax deed sales. But there is a significant tax deed sale in Missouri in the Bellistry versus Aquin case where Bellistry came forward with a tax deed and Aquin and MERS came in and MERS said, well, we conveyed title to Aquin. And so Aquin gets to come in and have standing. And the court said, no, MERS doesn't own the note. And what people don't understand about MERS, they're bankruptcy remote by their own admission. They're a shell company. They basically were set up to do nothing but track transfers and mortgages.
Yeah, instead of this being done at the courthouse, and you've got to have bureaucracy and companies, because this is important. You got to keep track of this. It was a great system, worked one of the best in the world.
Exactly.
And now it's fried, and the feds and the state's answer is, well, this wasn't really legal, but we'll try to make it legal and just let it keep going. Well, that'll destroy total confidence in the system.
Exactly. And see, this is why I'm so glad that that Oregon and Washington State are now, their Supreme Courts are now considering whether MERS is a valid beneficiary, because an Oregon Court of Appeals in the Nite A versus GMAC case just ruled that MERS is not a valid beneficiary in the state of Oregon. Immediately, somebody went to the chief judge of the U.S. District Court in Oregon and had her certify to the Washington Supreme Court as to whether or not MERS is a valid beneficiary. So they held off the final appellate ruling in favor of what the Supremes are going to say. March 15th of this year, we had MERS counsel in, the same MERS counsel as was in Oregon. And when they asked him on the Bain and Selkowitz cases, who actually owns this mortgage loan now? And the attorney for MERS didn't even know who owned the notes.
Yeah, let's talk about Bain. Which is, I mean, I've looked at it. It did go in. It did screw people over. It is a predatory operation. And again, folks, I'm no Obama supporter. I'm just facts are facts. Very predatory. Tell folks about those cases.
Well, you know, with Bain and Selkowitz, like anything else, and their attorney, especially Stephen Jones, Selkowitz's counsel, I love the way that man argued. He had a passion. You know, when he went in, it basically is like when the courts asked him, have you been told or have you gotten paperwork yet as to who owns your client's mortgage? And they said, no, this case has been going on for 2 years. It's part of the obfuscation. Anything that MERS can do, and they don't like me, by the way. They tried to have me thrown out of a federal settlement conference in Kansas City a year ago, February, you know, when they found out who I was. Fortunately, the judge gave me permission to be there, and he told the attorney, enough's enough. You know, when we got into the jury room where we were sequestered, I gave him a copy of the book. He started laughing. He knows. A lot of judges know. A lot of judges, like Judge James McBride in Fort Worth in the North District of Texas, they're making a stand and they're actually ruling Carpenter versus Longin, which is an 1872 court case, which says that if you split the deed from the note, which they do in securitization, the note is a nullity.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, listen, the fraudsters have disconnected real assets from reality in their fraud and attached it to their derivatives cloud that's conservatively over 1.5 quadrillion worldwide. They've sold all these governments these consolidated mortgages, and then the insurance and the derivatives and all the crud on it. There is no way to ever fix this from all the experts I've talked to. Correct me if I'm wrong from your deep research. And so where does it go? They're not going to stop. They're going to try to ride this out. They're getting martial law ready all over the world and even telling people that. So what's the army going to do when all their mamas lose their house? What are they going to do when the values all plunge? When they just destroy everything because we won't arrest these Ponzi scheme operators. Arrest them. You either arrest them and write off all the derivatives, or it's the end of civilization.
Well, I feel sorry for the service guys that are over there fighting for our country, and they come back here and find out they don't have a home anymore.
And then, by the way, everything's collapsing. Go point guns at citizens.
Exactly. And that's a problem I think that they're going to have mentally. I think their conscience is going to eat away at them.
So what's the time frame on this?
Oh, it's going to take a century to clean up this mess.
But, I mean, is it going to keep just rotting slowly, just, you know, into this slow depression, or is it an implosion? I mean, because all I know is government's digging in, getting army tanks and armored vehicles and machine guns, and the Secretary of the Army says, we're going to put a brigade in every city. It's all happening now. They're going operational. Is it World War III with Iran? What is it? Because they're acting like everything's going to, implode. And I'm saying a lot of economists and people that have looked at this, they're saying that it's going to come to a head soon, is my point. Is this what they're getting ready for?
I think that this is an ongoing process. You know, if they're going to come in and take property, and we're actually looking at now, where I got to love the counties in the states, they're actually looking at taxes, and they're looking and saying, well, wait a minute, you're not upkeeping, Mr. Banker. You own this property, or so you claim to. You filed a deed in the land records, but there's weeds growing up, and we're having to mow. We have liens. Tell you what, let's just take this property by eminent domain. And so the county is actually turning around. The counties are starting to research this stuff.
Yeah, I saw, though, where they're giving the police and people basically a free house.
Yeah, this bothers me.
This is road warrior, man.
It is.
It's got to go back to the original person. They've at least got some claim, but they're going to do this eminent domain.
Well, and that's a problem because, you know, if they don't do it properly... Then
but no, so you've seen that where they're, like, basically giving the city people the houses now, though.
They have done that, and I've seen cases where the judges who actually ruled against the homeowner in court were seen later on video walking around that person's property they just allowed to be foreclosed on.
No, God help us. It's let me tell you, folks, you got to dig in. I'm telling you, the criminals have taken over. They're going to steal everything. I'm telling you, imagine if this fraud, all the big banks are laundering the drug money and even running the aircraft. I mean, that's come out, you know, Bloomberg. I mean, what else is going on we don't know about? Can you imagine, Dave?
You know, the thing is homeowners can be proactive. You know, when they go to the mortgage table, they can say, you know what, I'm not going to sign a MERS mortgage anymore. I'm not going to advertise.
Oh, yeah, they have little forms now saying, oh, when you agree to sign this, we can change things later. What's that?
Exactly. Well, I mean, they basically have all sorts of little waivers and indemnifications now. I've seen some.
But that won't cover fraud, though.
No.
As you know, in contracts.
It's that. That's right. But the problem that we're seeing is, and I've looked at several of these. These are indemnification agreements. In fact, Bloomberg called me one afternoon and faxed me a copy of one that they received from Wells Fargo. And they said, well, I don't see where it says indemnification. I said, look down at paragraph 22 on page 4. First question to ask yourself, why did they bury it way back here? Because the investor buying that REO doesn't have time to read it. He just wants, like every other homeowner out.
Incredible.
What's the keys?
It's clouded titles available at InfoWarsShop.com. Get it. It's info weapon. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy to Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseretFoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Go to cloudedtitles.com to find out about some of the seminars he's putting on to really drill down into this. It was an ebook, but this is a brand new edition, a lot longer, a lot of the latest cases and documents. And again, it is available right now at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's just like yesterday when I was talking about InfoWarsTeam.com and those little RX cards where you can get, you know, 15 at the lowest end to 80%+ off. And we've been testing it. It's a card. You just put your name on it. Prints right there. It's got a code on it that accesses discounts on across-the-board prescription drugs. Congress has made them do that because we pay the highest price for those. So they have to have that program, but they're not going to tell you. You've got to know how to access it. So InfoWarsRx.com. So, yes, that's what we're doing here is selling and promoting things that fund our media operation to fight the tyranny. Whereas the globalists just come to the government and steal your money through taxes to give it to themselves as bailouts, which they planned from the beginning to implode. Now, Dave Krieger, I'm going to get you back in for a full 2 hours one day to talk for 30 minutes and then take an hour and a half of calls to talk about the horror story so people really get this. But anybody can just type in, you know, homes being taken, you know, that were paid for, and you'll see CNN, Fox News. But they report it like, well, they had their house taken. It was theirs, but somebody just put a fake. They're even putting it in there when they never even had a connection to it. It's just pure fraud. Do we know how that's happening? Because, I mean, I guess if I was an insider, I go to Mears, I stay on this website database, I own the state capitol. And then do I show up and I call the SWAT team and I go, the state capitol's mine? And they go, yes, sir. And I'm given the state capitol. I just say it's mine. And then the Austin SWAT team will go take it for me? I mean, is that...
doesn't quite work that way unless you're a bank. Problem is with the banks, Alex. The left hand doesn't know what the right.
So it wouldn't work like that for me. But if I was a mega bank, the Austin SWAT team would assault the Capitol.
Yep. Well, you can tell the reach that the banking entities have into Congress and various other.
They'll just take anything they're told if God Bank says.
Well, I have to defer back to the issues when we were discussing earlier on the show, the aspects of Eric Holder and why he's not reacting and why Lanny Brewer is not prosecuting. They can't do this because of the fact that they've had ties to MERS Corp. And MERS Corp, by the way, is now MERS Corp Holdings, Inc. They changed in February of this year.
You mean the same folks that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment were instrumental in setting this up?
Well, I guess... you
know, the same people that want my guns? Come on.
You're doing the...
But again, they run it, so if I was an insider, I could just say I owned your house. Just come take it. I'm God.
It's really sad. I feel so sorry for the plumber in New Jersey that owed a $140 sewer bill, and the county actually sold it to an investor who came back and foreclosed on the house without the guy knowing about it, and then said, well, you know that $140 sewer bill that I just bought the lien on? You owe me $37,500. The bank, because of the fact that forced the homeowner into default, the bank ended up going back in and negotiating at several tens of thousands of dollars and tacked it onto the guy's mortgage loan.
Oh, I remember there was a case in Houston where a woman didn't pay, it was like $10, and they took her house.
Exactly.
I think that's good. How dare you write this book and try to help people?
I understand. You know,
and how dare us sell it?
Well, you know, a lot of people have referred
to it. You didn't build this book. Obama wrote it. Did you hear him say he did everything the government did?
Of course. You know,
I guess in a way their crimes did write this book.
He has a robo-signer on his mortgage in Illinois.
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. You know,
it's illegal, but, you know.
As long as he's willing to let it sit there.
Well, I just
he doesn't want to react.
The government wrote your book.
Yeah, well, they helped me write it.
No, but you've
helped me write it.
But you heard Obama say, if you have a small business or made a song or wrote a book, you didn't do that.
Yeah, of course.
He told Bob the Builder you didn't build that. But thanks for the campaign slogan.
Exactly, and you invented the internet too.
Well, actually, Al Gore did. Yeah, well, I mean, he did everything. You know, Al Gore actually is probably Mother Earth. He gave birth to the planet
just about
5 trillion years ago.
Yep.
Well, I'm very impressed. David Krieger, former news director, TV, radio host all over the country, and he's written the book, Clouded Titles, available right now, InfoWarsShop.com. Get the UN gun treaty info. It's bombshell right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfo.